investigating the question, first of all, that might take a few weeks to do. It might mean going, you know, out beyond the group and investigating and doing some research, finding out how other organizations do it, referring to what I would call the sky in my metaphor of sky, ground and underground. So they might go to the sky, which would be the theory, the models, the white papers, information on LinkedIn, talking to other organizations, neighbors, competitors, for instance, and gathering data maybe from the ground as well, ground being within their own business, talking to people about how hybrid working is, you know, going for them, and, you know, gathering data, surveying people, etc. And not to forget the importance of gathering data from underground. And this is kind of organization development type thinking, really, systemic thinking, that we're not working with data only that is visible, but also we're working with sometimes data that's really important, but it's less visible and it's underground. So it's the politics, it's the values, it's how people feel, and what do people really think compared to what they actually say. And, you know, in an OD way, really trying to bring that sort of data to the surface, to the ground, comparing it with, you know, the data that you've got from the ground and the sky, and making sense of all this. And I've captured all of this in a specific method, actually, over the last 20 years, which has, you know, become quite popular, called knowledge mapping. So you create a map collaboratively of the knowledge related to our question, and then you decide what you're going to do about it. Because in action learning, there's no learning without action. There's no action, you know, without learning. So, you know, as a facilitator of action learning, often what I'm encouraging people to do at the end of their meetings is to say, you know, declare, what are they going to do next? What are they actually going to do? Which is different to, if you like, traditional training, where you might ask that question at the end of a training course, but you don't necessarily bring people back together to find out what they did do and what are the consequences of what they did and what have they learnt from it. And that's at the heart of action learning, is, you know, you're investigating a question, you're doing some research, you're taking some informed action, and then you're finding out what the results of that have been and capturing that. And your learning is happening close to the action. It's not happening in a remote way in a, you know, university or in a, you know, in an ivory tower. It's actually happening close to where the real work is taking place. You know, if that's the hospital, it's at the bedside. It's in the wards or in the emergency department. In a bank, it might be in the branches or the branch networks, etc.